Hold up.
On this occasion of your birthday, this lovely lady is not only punctilious but punctual. Mr. President, Marilyn Monroe. A woman about whom it truly may be said she needs no introduction. But let me just say, here she is. But I'll give her an introduction anyway, Mr. President, because in the history of show business, perhaps there has been no one female who meant so much, who has done more. Mr. President, the late Marilyn Monroe.
But you have to report tomorrow.
I can now retire from politics after having had happy birthday sung to me in such a sweet
old.
What is good, you guys? Hope you guys are doing good.
I bet you guys are like, what in the world did she just play? That clip I played, oh, my God, you could hear me talking through it. Oh, God, it's so ghetto. Anyway, but not as ghetto as my intro from last week, right? What you just heard was Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to John F. Kennedy. Why did I play that clip? It is actually our president's birthday. Yes, it is Donald Trump's birthday today. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Oh, God. How are you guys doing? As you can see, I'm doing good. I haven't been home that long. Why? Because I was, it took me 1 hour and 17 minutes to get home today. And what's up, Karen? Hey. Yes, I haven't been home long. I left work. I looked at my phone. Oh, how long is it going to take me to get home? 1 hour and 17 minutes. I'm like, damn. So after sitting in my car for 1 hour and 17 minutes, I had to go to the nail shop. And ladies, if you go to the nail shop, there are those times where I really got to go, okay? And then I have going to happy hour tomorrow night after work, too. You know what I mean? So my nails were, looking a little shabby. My eyebrows needed a little trimming, a little shape it up, cleaned up, So, yeah, so after sitting in my car for 1 hour and 17 minutes, before I even got home, I went straight to the nail shop. Had to get my nails done, pedicure, had to get my eyebrows cleaned up. Boom. So now I'm not going to be long tonight. Reason being is because, like I said, I'm going to happy hour tomorrow. And the thing is, I get up very early in the morning to go to work. So it's kind of like, wow, I really need to go to bed early tonight. Especially I'm going to get up early in the morning for work. Then after work, go to happy hour. It's like, damn, that's going to be a long time staying up, But, I had a good time. I have a good time with my coworkers and everything like that. And tomorrow's payday, which is why we're going to happy hour. So, and on my job, we get a bonus once a month. And so that's why we're going to happy hour. Because it's payday tomorrow, plus we get our, our monthly bonus. So, yeah, so it's good. Oh, you guys, I'm so embarrassed today at work. Okay, here's what we do in my department. There's not that many of us. I work in a small department, or whatever. So, like, every 3 months, 2 people are chosen out of, 20 people every 3 months. And to come up with something fun for us to do on lunch break, think of some games for us to play. Is there a theme? Plan some food. What are we going to eat? So, the manager, will give you the corporate credit card. It ain't coming out your pocket, So she'll give you the corporate credit card, and you and your partner, you figure out what theme you want and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, we did that today, what we did, In-N-Out. I don't know, for those of you who live in California, In-N-Out burgers, they're one of my favorites. For those of you who have never had an In-N-Out burger, if you ever come to California, you got to eat an In-N-Out burger. They're made fresh. They cut their french fries fresh. And I've been going to In-N-Out burgers for years on top of years on top of years. No one ever has bad service. Everything is quick. The workers that work in there are always neat and clean. I mean, really first class. They must pay them more. Because I was thinking about that today when I was at In-N-Out. It's like these workers have got to get paid more than minimum wage. Because it's like, wow, everything, the service, everything is great, their attitude, everything. That's what they're known for. Good food, and the menu is simple, very simple, nothing fancy, It's not like McDonald's, they're trying to put all this stuff on the menu. It's a very simple menu. They get you in and out of there. Ah, that's why they call it In-N-Out. But there it is always crowded, though, because the food is so good. The burgers, it is crowded. But the service, man, I'm telling you, it goes really quick. So anyway, if you're ever in California, check out In-N-Out. Why did I give them a plug? Why did I just do that? chick that owns In and Out, you know, she just became a billionaire on her 35th birthday. Yes, died. So the family owned In and Out, you know, but, you know, I don't know which one in her family passed away. But on her birthday, she inherited over $1 billion on her 35th birthday. So, yeah. I was like, what? But anyway, enough about In-N-Out. Let me tell you what the embarrassing part happened at work. So we were playing this game at work, kind of like charades, sort of, you know, where we got into a 14, and you would hold up an index card, and it was up to your teammates to kind of tell you what's on the card, give you little hints and stuff. Then once you guess it, you throw down the card, then it's the next person's turn. Like, say, for instance, if my coworker held up an index card and the word cat was on it, we had to describe cat, like it purrs, it meows. Oh, cat, great. Throw down the card, next person on the team. So everybody's taking a turn and to see how many cards you can get through in 5 minutes. So anyway, guess what, y'all? My turn came. First time was fine. It's like, okay, this animal howls at the moon. Wolf, great. Throw down my card, next coworker. So it was my turn again. This was cool, too. They were like Kermit the Frog. Great. My turn again. Birthday. And I said, oh, birthday suit. And everybody's kind of like, no. And what made it even more embarrassing after I said birthday suit, the word was birthday cake. So they were like, okay, Lisa, it's day what? And I said, birthday suit. And I said it with confidence, like, yes. What's up, Nick? And they were like, no, not birthday suit. You put candles on it. I said, oh, birthday cake. I was like, oh, my God. My supervisor was cracking up. Afterwards, he was like, dang, Lisa. He was like, you couldn't say, like, candles. Birthday card. He was like, you went straight to say birthday suit. What's up, John Hill? Oh, my God. And then, not only that, it was my turn again, right? I picked up the card. The card was Emma Watson, you know, that actress, okay? So their first thing to me was she plays in the movie Harry Potter. And the first thing out of my mouth, I said, oh, shit. Like that, everybody started cracking up because, you know, I really don't cuss a lot at work. You know what I'm saying? You know, I really don't cuss a lot, period. Well, at least not on this show, but you know what I mean? So everybody cracked up because some people never even heard me say a cuss word before or anything. So that made it funny. So it was like, oh, my God. So I was embarrassed for the rest of the day. You know, my coworkers and Steve would be like, dang, Lisa, what's up with that birthday suit? It was like, oh, God, you know. But, yay, but, hey, it was all in fun, and we had a really, really good time today. So eat In and Out, burgers, fries. Yes, I didn't do a lot of work today. So, yeah. So, anyway, you guys, let's get started on Blog Talk and YouTube at the same time. On YouTube, I am... I have my chat room open. Oh, let me on Blog Talk. I need to see if I can open up the chat room there. And on Blog Talk, you can call in as well. On Blog Talk, you can give me a call at area code 647-996-5369. And you can press 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to me. Let me check to see if my chat room. Oh, man. Gosh darn it. My chat room isn't opening up on Blog Talk. Let me try again. Yeah, sorry, you guys. My chat room isn't opening up on Blog Talk. But, hey, we're right here on YouTube. All right. So, you guys, we're going to go ahead and get started. Oh, God, there's so much news that has taken place, but it's like, guys, it's too much. Oh, and by the way, I hope you guys had a good weekend. Last weekend, Friday, I had last Friday off, had a good time. I had brunch, oh, at this really nice restaurant, beautiful inside, But I sat outside because, you know, it was a beautiful day on Friday. I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit outside on the patio. Man, I had an open-faced lox sandwich, sipping on some Prosecco. Oh, man, I thought I was good. Okay. Then after that, I made a little Victoria's Secret run. Don't ask me what I bought. It ain't none of your business. No. And then after that, I went to the movies. I see Ocean's 8. That was a good movie. I really enjoyed it. You guys will like it. It's everybody in the movie, it's a movie where you never get bored and you never get sick of a character because it's kind of like everybody takes turns, I guess you would say. You know, it's not like, I mean, of course, Sandra Bullock is carrying the film, you know, and Kate Blanchett. But, you know, Rihanna and everybody else, you know, it's a good movie. And I think my favorite character was probably Anne Hathaway's character. Homegirl was a trip. So, yeah, usually I'm not into these. What would you call this movie, a chick flick or whatever? Usually I like movies, shoot them up, bang, bang. You know what I mean? The kind of movies I like are like The Expendables, the Transporter movies, you know, stuff like that. I mean, hey, growing up, I grew up on Clint Eastwood movies, you know, Charles Bronson movies. I mean, you understand what I mean? I grew up in the generation of violence, okay? So, yeah, so usually those are the kind of movies I like, or murder mysteries, drama, suspense, you know. But I, every once in a while, I'll take in a romantic movie like Fifty Shades. Hey, you know. Yeah, but anyway, check out Ocean's 8. Yes, I enjoyed it, and I wouldn't mind seeing it again. So there you go. Oh, another. Check this out on Netflix, you guys. You guys know the actor Columbus Short that kind of messed up his own career. You guys remember, you know, Columbus Short, the brother that got fired from Scandal because of, you know, alleged domestic violence, drug issues, and everything like that. Well, anyway, he has a movie on Netflix called True to the Game. Oh, it's good, you guys. Matter of fact, I would watch it again. Basically, it's this chick. She's a college chick and everything like that. She meets this guy, Columbus Short. And, you know, he's kind of like a little drug dealer, whatever, but, you know, trying to be professional about it. You know what I mean? No sagging pants or nothing like that. You know, he's professional, thinking about getting out the business and stuff like that. Next thing you know, they hook up together. You know how it is. He's like, oh, you're a bad man, you know, but next thing you know, she dates, okay? And, yes, it was a good movie, you know, and you kind of already know how the movie on the end. Do I have to tell you? Come on. Drug dealing. I mean, come on. How do you think it's going to end, right? So check out that movie. Oh, one on Netflix. It's like one of those documentaries. It's called Murder in Iceland. Yes, you guys, there is crime in Iceland. This took place like back in the 1970s. It was like a couple of young kids. They were charged with a murder. But it also goes to show you how you can confess to something that you may not have done. You know what I mean? Be deprived of enough sleep? You might. You know what I mean? But it was an excellent, excellent documentary. And then it shows the people currently. You know, it shows them almost 50 years later. And are they still in prison? What happened with their life? And the person that allegedly was murdered, well, not allegedly, because someone did murder this guy, whatever happened, did one of them kill him? Or was his murder ever solved? I'm not going to tell you. You have to check it out. I believe it's called Murder in Iceland, I think. So check that out. Then there's another one on Netflix. Am I finished with this one? Yeah, it's called, they're profiling it now, the Staircase Murder documentary. That's a pretty good one. It's long, though. I've seen this, though, on 48 Hours, but this one is a little more lengthy, very lengthy. I think it has, like, 12 episodes, and it's based on a true story. This man, he's married, charged with the murder of his wife. Evidently, she fell down saying, yes, he was married once before, and his first wife was kind of murdered the same way. So is this guy killing his wife, or is he innocent? I don't know. You'll have to check it out. Oh, God, and one more documentary, and I'm done, okay? This one, oh, God, what was it? Oh, Evil Genius on Netflix. I'm not finished with this one. I have two more episodes. It's kind of creepy, too, you guys. I was watching it at night, and I don't know, it gives you like, ugh, a little creepy, I don't know, kind of creepy feeling. Basically, this story, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but you'll remember this, or maybe you don't. Back in 2003, this guy had a bomb strapped to his neck, and he was like, it's going to go off, I'm telling you, it's going to go off. And he was a pizza delivery guy. And the cops were like, is this bomb really real? Is he really in danger? What's going on here? And that's all I'm going to tell you. So did the guy blow up? Was the bomb fake? What happened? So I'm going to let you guys be the judge. It's called Evil Genius. Excellent. Ooh, it's kind of, like I say, kind of, ooh. I don't know. Ooh, very bizarre. So check that out. Oh, and then on, is it A&E? John Gotti Jr. Remember John Gotti, mafia guy, died in prison. Well, John Gotti Jr. is kind of telling what it's like to be John Gotti's son and kind of like the pressure that was put on him, you know, to take his father's place after his father was in prison. So, wow. I know, John. Don't tell everybody. No, but John, it was good. Oh, my God. Because I knew what happened with the tape and the bomb strapped around the person's neck, but I never knew anything else, like what happened, but it's a very interesting story, and a lot of bombs, and literally a lot of crazy, literally, okay, it's like literally. So anyway, you guys, let's get to it, y'all. Why don't we get to some news, and then we'll get into the topics real quick. Like I said, I'm not going to keep you guys long. I need to go to bed early tonight. Oh, and like I say on my show, I do cuss from time to time and say the N-word, okay? So you guys should know that by now, but, you know, I like to keep reiterating that because you never know. You might not know. And with these news stories, some of them are a week old. Hell, some of them could be 2 weeks old. I'm just going to give you a little snippet of a news story, and it is up to you guys to do your own due diligence and dig in more to the story. So, what did you say, John? You'd be Netflix and chilling? Yeah, actually, I was. Like, sometimes, okay, here's what I do. The minute I come home from work, I automatically start cooking. Because if I don't, I'm going to get lazy, and I'm going to end up eating dinner at 8 o'clock at night, okay? And that's something I don't want to do. I don't want to eat dinner and then go straight to bed. So that was a habit I used to have a lot. But I'm telling you guys, ever since I've seen the movie Black Panther, man, I've been drinking water, eating fruits and vegetables. I mean, I've been really watching what I put in my body and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know. Everybody in that movie looks so fit, right? And they look so good, you know? I mean, the warrior chicks, I'm like, dang, you know? So, yeah, so ever since then, you know, I've been, and I hate water, but I force myself to drink water every day. But now it's a habit now. I don't drink a lot of water a day, you guys, maybe 24 to 30 ounces. For a lot of people, that's nothing. For me, it's a lot, you know, to go from not drinking water, you know, drink a cup of water once every 3 to 4 days to drinking water every day, you know, it's a lot. So, but anyway, so yeah, ever since then, you know, cooking my meals quick and stuff like that. Now, I haven't eaten dinner right now, so I'm going to eat dinner probably about 8 o'clock, a little after 8, but that's okay because I'm just going to whip up a salad real quick. You know, I have, you know, just, you know, some lettuce, tomato, onion, sprinkle a little bit of, what do you call it, turkey bacon bits over the salad, you know, some Asian dressing on it, you know, hey, there you go. So anyway, enough about me, because I'm boring. Let's get to some news here. Did you guys see that dermatologist? What's her name? Interesting name. Her name is Wendell. Wendell Davis Boutet. Did y'all see herself here dancing in surgery? Yes, you guys. She's danced to hip-hop songs while she's in the middle of performing some surgical procedures. Well, she was suspended last Thursday by the Georgia Medical Board because they said she poses a threat to publicity and welfare. Because it looks like she was trying to get famous on YouTube or something, you know, like trying to be funny. So while she was, you know, giving people butt lifts and stuff like that, she was sitting up here acting a fool, dancing and stuff in surgery. So, yeah, so that's it for her. So, yeah, it's like, what a trip. Oh, in Jacksonville, Florida, I don't know if you guys remember this case of the woman who kidnapped a newborn baby from a Jacksonville, Florida hospital 20 years ago, black lady, and she raised the child as her own, and now the child is, what, 18 years old now, I believe, grown, but the thing is, the child that's now 18, the only mother she knows is the chick that kidnapped her, you know? So she didn't want her to, you know, go to prison. You know, she's like, my mom, even though it's not a real mom, it's a chick that kidnapped her. So anyway, the kidnapper, she was sentenced to 18 years in prison for the kidnapping and 5 years on a second charge regarding interference with child custody. Her name is Gloria Williams. She pled guilty. Earlier this year, posing as a hospital employee, back on July 10th, 1998, and she took a child that was 8 pounds. Ooh, big child, 8 pounds, 2 ounces. Her name was Camilla Mobley. Took her from her mother's arms, you know, pretending she worked in the hospital, and she walked out the hospital and went driving to South Carolina, and that was it. And she changed the child's name and raised her as her daughter. It's like, wow. Now, how did she get busted? Well, the child couldn't get a driver's license, security card. So that posed questions like, what happened? So, yes, the homegirl is yahoo. Yep, yep, yep. So it's like, wow. Oh, Budweiser will no longer be sponsoring Jay-Z's Made in America Music Festival. Every year, Jay-Z was on a music festival called Made in America. And Budweiser will no longer be sponsoring that. They're going to focus more on country music events because Budweiser feels more people at these events drink more Bud, you know, than the people at Jay-Z Made in America event, you know. But this really isn't a big deal because I don't even think Budweiser, even though they sponsored the event, they didn't put in that of the events. I think they've been doing it ever since 2012, but I think they've only spent like $10 million. It's like, whoa, $10 million is a lot. Not when you're Budweiser. You know what I mean? So, hey, so their contract was up anyway. So Budweiser's like, ah, we're not going to renew our contract. Huge crowd. So, hey, it is what it is. So, yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Oh, this happened in Scottsdale, Arizona. This was last week. I think this was a bug. He killed himself on Monday. He killed himself, but before he killed himself, he shot 6 people dead. Why? He killed everybody that was connected to his divorce case. But it's like his divorce was like a couple of years ago, you know, but it's like, pain. And the flames included 2 paralegals who worked for the law office. You know, it's like, wow. And who else? A marriage and divorce counselor never worked on his case, so that was just mistaken identity. And another man, mistaken identity. It's like, wow. The gentleman, well, he's not even a gentleman, but sit up here and kill him. Anyway, the brother's name, 56-year-old Dwight Lamont Jones, evacuated nearby for hearing gunfire and they found his body. And he also killed Dr. Stephen Pitt. Now, Stephen Pitt, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is the guy. He's a psychiatrist. He also testified in the JonBenet Ramsey case. So it looks like the brother never forgot to be evil from his divorce. So he went back like 6 or 7 years later and started killing. I'm like, damn. Wow. And the suspect's ex-wife, Connie Jones, said in a statement that her ex-husband was very important. Well, hell yeah. And she said she has feared for her safety the past 9 years. But yeah, that I would too. Oh, and according to a CNN poll that was taken last week, people are getting tired of the news. Yeah, I can imagine. It seems like we talk about the same. Trump with Russia. What else? Trump with Stormy Daniels. It always starts with the word Trump, right? And they said some people are tired of the news. There you go. Oh, you guys, may not know the name Redmond O'Neal, but you probably know his parents, the late Farrah Fawcett and Ryan O'Neal. Now, their son, Redmond O'Neal, has always been in trouble. It seems like he's been in trouble for like the last 20 years, in and out of jail, drugs, and all that stuff. Well, guess what? This may have been the last straw. Guess what, you guys? He has been charged with attempted murder and assault after he severely injured in L.A. That he did back in May. So I don't know, y'all. This might be it for him. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's always some odd reason, he's just always been in trouble. So, I mean, I don't know what's up. What else is going on here? Oh, this guy right here. I don't know if you guys remember him. I totally forgot this guy existed. Mark Sanford. Remember him? Representative Mark Sanford. Anyway, on Tuesday, he lost his seat. He lost his primary. And some people say the reason why he lost is he's not a Trump supporter. So right before the election, Trump tweeted something. God, he tweeted something mean. Oh, he's very unhelpful to me in my campaign to make America great again. And he said he is MIA and nothing but trouble. Damn! So needless to say, after Trump sent that tweet, the next thing that happens is, he loses primary. But I remember Mark Sanford for this. You guys, this was back in like 2008, 2009. I forgot if he was a senator at the time. I forgot what position he held. But anyway, he went hiking, right? Okay. But guess what? His family got worried because they hadn't heard from him in a few hours. Then the next thing you know, no one had heard from him in a few days. And people assumed, well, while he was hiking, he probably, fell off a cliff, or maybe he dropped his wear and he's wandering, he's lost. I mean, I thought he was dead. Guess what, y'all? He was far from dead. Guess what he did, y'all? Without telling anybody, not even the people he worked for, not even his wife, his kids, he flew to Argentina to be with his mistress. Yes, you guys, while his wife was at home, thinking he was dead, he fell off a cliff. No, y'all. He flew to Argentina, I think on taxpayer money, to be with his mistress, you guys. And guess what? Maybe even remember this story even more. Oh, honey, he was unapologetic. He was like, I'm in love. He was like, I sure did go to Argentina to meet with my mistress. I'm in love. Needless to say, his wife divorced him. And I wonder if he's still with that mistress. I don't know if they ever got married or what, but he was like, hey, I couldn't help it. He goes, I'm in love. I was like, wow. Well, anyway, he had a job now, so I didn't even know he was still in politics. Damn. But there you go. And what's up today with all this? The Inspector General has looked into Clinton's emails and about because it looks like the Inspector General is trying to say Comey chose to to kind of get away from standard FBI procedures related to, remember Hillary Clinton and her emails? Remember just when it was time for us to vote? Wasn't it a week before we were all going to vote? That's when Comey, who was then the head of the FBI, he was like, oh, I'm going to open up a case about Hillary's email. And it's like, ooh, did she do dirt? Did she what? And people were like, well, damn, why did he wait right when it's time for an election to try to drop this bombshell? And then right before we voted, it was like, okay, it was nothing. But it's like, okay, but now you put that in people's heads now. So, yeah, so it was interesting. But he still, right after this report came out a few minutes later, he was told me, defended himself like, hey, I didn't deviate from any, because I did everything by the book. So who knows? I'll have to look more into that. Yes. And World Cup soccer started today. It's being held in Russia. Don't know if you guys are interested or not. I'm not. But in case you are, Russia was playing Saudi Arabia this morning. Well, at least this morning, California time. Russia won. Texas, zero. It's like, damn. I've tried to, I went to a professional soccer game before. Very hard to keep up with the ball. I'm just, you know what I mean? It's okay, you know. Experience, you know, just like I'm really not a baseball fan, but one of these days I'm going to go to a baseball game, you know what I mean, just for the experience, you know what I mean, like, hey, whatever. So, yeah, what's up, Ben? I see you in the chat room. What's up? Ben says, who else thinks capitalism is going to fail in our lifetime? I don't know, Ben. I guess it all depends on how old we are, right? I don't know. It looks like we are in a capitalist society. And it looks like we're still, as far as I know, the number one superpower for now. I mean, I don't know, for now. So I think, yeah, good question, though, Ben. Good question. You guys heard about the merger between AT&T and Time Warner. AT&T is the second largest phone carrier. And it looks like AT&T did this merger because they want to compete with YouTube and Netflix. Hey, so we'll see if that will work. MediaLeaks. You guys know MediaLeaks from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Come on, she was one of the first housewives. She's been on the show since day one. Unfortunately, her husband, Greg, I like her husband. He's been diagnosed with cancer. He's 63 years old. Time no one knows what type of cancer he has. It's like, wow. So it's like, I hated to hear that, you know? So, yeah. So I really hope he pulls through with honey. NeNe loves her some Greg. I mean, she really loves her husband, you know, and it's genuine. You know, so I really hope he pulls through. But I think NeNe is absolutely devastated if something happens to her husband. Yeah. Jamie Foxx. Did you hear about this nasty story? Ooh. Allegedly, back in 2002, genitals. Ooh. Just the word Jamie Foxx plus genitals equals gross to me. I'm sorry, Jamie. I always watched the Jamie Foxx show, never missed an episode. Loved him on The Living Color and the movie Brave, but, you know. But he's saying it is not true, and I think Jamie Foxx is going to fight it because he's saying, you know, he's not going to let this chick ruin his reputation because he's claiming it's not true. So we'll see. It's like, ugh. Oh, and Homegirl, did I tell you guys about this new couple? You guys know that, what's that young dude, Nick Jonas from the Jonas Brothers? I guess the guy is like 25, you know, and he looks all of 23, you know, young guy. Well, he's dating the Indian actress. What's her name? Priyanka Chopra. Yeah, she's 35. So everybody's like, what? Now, I will say, big difference. That's only 10 years. But the way she dresses, you can tell she is older. I mean, she dresses nice when they're together. You know what I mean? But, you know, he's 25, so he's kind of like a jean and T-shirt guy. You know what I'm saying? And she'll wear, like, a nice pantsuit, heels. You understand what I'm saying? You know. So, but anyway, you know. So, hey, though, but it is what it is. So, we'll just see. But, hey, she's friends, you know, with the Duchess and Markle. So, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sarah Sanders. You know, Sarah, you know, always arguing and fussing with reporters every day during the news briefing of the White House. Well, you know how there were different rumors and stuff that she's leaving. And the deputy press secretary, Raj Shah, you know, they're alleging that he's leaving too. But, of course, this is just rumors, you know, and everything. So who knows? I didn't see the press briefing today. I'm going to have to watch it because it looks like she was going at it. Hey, she was on one today. So I'm going to have to see it, you know, because it looks like they was really, you know, she could argue and fussing with them, you know, they'll say something, she'll give it right back. So I'm going to have to check it out. Stephen A. Smith. Ugh, this is one of these Jamie Foxx stories. Ugh. Evidently, Stephen A. Smith, you guys know Stephen A. Smith, he's a sports reporter for ESPN, and he's very vocal also about social issues, you know what I mean, stuff like that. Anyway, he went, I guess this dog does a show, I don't know where, but he does a show, okay, and he had asked Stephen A., what's your favorite female body part? And, you know, he said the butt, you know, the bottom, and then he goes, yeah, I'm a bottom feeder. So I guess he had to apologize for that. It was like, I'm going to move on, okay? No, M-G. Donald Trump, you already know, y'all seen the historic pictures of him with Kim Jong-un, right? You guys seen that? Well, Trump is getting criticized because they were like, well, while you were there, how come you didn't tell Kim Jong-un about his atrocities that he's doing against his own people? You know, because Trump is saying, oh, you know, I think he's a great man, but you know what I mean. And it's like, oh, okay, Trump, you're kind of overlooking the way he treats his people. Me personally, my opinion on that, if I'm going to North Korea, I ain't saying shit. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going, I don't know if I would point out atrocities. Like, how would you do that? You know, you're trying to sign some kind of nuclear deal with this guy. And by the way, you treat your people like garbage. I mean, maybe I'll say it after I get back or after he signs a deal. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, that's kind of a touchy subject when you're on that man's turf. And he's a dictator, and you know what I mean. But I understand what the media is saying, though. But it's like, I don't know. But yeah, you guys. So I think that's all I have for the news. Oh, and this is another thing I need to check out on my own. An immigrant. I guess there's some immigrants that are coming in here into the country illegally, and they're separating the children from the parents. They're saying the children, you know, they're 18, they're under the age of 18, they're different ages. They're being housed, there's like 1,500 of them, and they're being housed in an abandoned Walmart or something weird, you know. And it's, I don't understand it, you know, so I'm going to have to do my research on it. I don't know why they're separated from their parents. I don't get it. But I do know out here in California, there was some protesting right in the downtown Los Angeles area. Right now it's at MacArthur Park, and I believe they were moving the protest over to the federal building. So I don't, to be honest, that's a story I'm going to have to check into today because, you know, today, you know, was all, at work, you know, it was all about eating, playing games, and all that stuff. So I wasn't, because usually when I work, I listen to news and different podcasts, stuff like that, but I didn't listen too much today, so that is a story I'm going to have to go ahead and check out for. So anyway, you guys, let's get to the topic for tonight. We got three of them. Three. Beyonce nude, Dennis Rodman crying, and Trump's competition for 2020. Okay, you guys, I'm going to let you guys pick. I'm going to give you guys a few seconds. Which topic you want me to tackle first? Beyonce, Dennis Rodman, or Trump's competition for 2020? I'm going to give y'all a few seconds to pick. The first one in the chat room that says it, I'm going to go with it. You're going to go with Beyonce, Rodman, or Trump? Let's see. And in the meantime, if you guys want to call in, feel free. Oh, Nick already said it, so we're good. Oh, Karen, you are, oh, you missed it by like 2 seconds. And if you guys want to call in, go ahead and give me a call. Area code 347-996-5369. Press 1 on your keypad if you want to. It's not open on Blog Talk, but it is open here on YouTube. Okay, so we're going to deal with Trump first, and then, Karen, we're going to get to Ron. Now, there was a story a few days ago that Obama was meeting with a couple of people, and they were discussing the election for year 2020, because it is coming fast. Can we agree? I mean, look, we're almost done with 2018. So, you know, next year, you know, this is when, you know, the campaigning season begins, and you're going to see all the commercials coming and all that stuff. Well, anyway, according to Politico, Obama met with a handful of potential candidates in his office. Now, these are the people that he met. He met with former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, you know Elizabeth, and former Massachusetts Governor Paul Patrick. Now, keep in mind, none of these people have said publicly they would run for office. These were the people that did meet with Obama to discuss the campaign for this year 2020. So we'll see. Interesting, Hillary was in that meeting. Okay, okay. And my thing is, I'm hoping and praying this is not the cream of the crop. I mean, hopefully they will discuss another people to run for president. Not this right here. First of all, hey, no shade to older people before I begin. However, in this case, we are going to have to consider age. Joe Biden was born in 1942. So how old is Joe Biden? 76, somewhere in that area. Elizabeth Warren, born 1949. So what, Elizabeth is closing in on 70. Bernie Sanders was born in 1941. So let's see, Bernie Sanders, how old that would make Bernie Sanders? 77, something like that, pushing 80. Okay. Deval Patrick, the brother. He's the youngest. He was born in 1956. So, okay, so, you know, okay, I see you. Now, let's take a look at him, and let's see. How about Joe Biden running against Donald Trump? Me, personally, I say no way. One reason, he's older, and Joe Biden looks older. You know what I mean? No shade to him, you know, because, you know, he did lose his son. When was it? About 2 years ago, maybe three. So, you know, that can age you rapidly. You lose your son, and he lost his son to brain cancer. So, and then, to top it off, his son's widow fell in love with his other son. So it's like a lot Joe Biden has had to deal with in less than 2 years. It's like, wow. It's like, It's like, wow. What's up, Secure? Kids, hell no, Joe. Yeah, wasn't there a picture he was just posing with a group of kids or something? I forgot about the story, to be honest with you. Secure, give us a little more information. I don't know if it was allegedly something inappropriate. I don't know, but Yeah, but Joe Biden, I say no way. It's like, eh. And not only that, Joe, he's linked to Obama. I don't know if Obama's that popular right now. I mean, you know what I mean? It's kind of like even Obama himself has been rethinking his presidency. You know, because even he wants to know, did he help create Trump? Like, damn, you know? He wants to know, like, ah, you know? So, yeah, I don't know if this is a good time to think of Obama right now. No. And not only that, Joe Biden, will young people listen to him, especially young minorities? Will they be listening to Joe? I don't know. I mean, you also have to keep in mind just because someone is a Democrat, that doesn't necessarily mean they're ultra-liberal. If you look at Bill's track record, that was not an ultra-liberal guy. I mean, he was for the death penalty, wasn't he? If I'm not mistaken, please correct me if I'm wrong. I could have sworn Bill Clinton was for the death penalty because, you know, he did sign that three-strike law, the crime bill in 1994. And I know when it came to being gay and militant, we won't ask and you don't tell us. Keep it on the down. You know, that's how Bill was. I don't know. Okay, the cure, yeah, it was talking about some weird photos with girls. Yeah, I guess Joe Biden was supposed to. World. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, but thanks, sir. Yeah. Yeah, Nick says he can't see Trump lose in 2020. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. And I, me personally, I think Joe Biden was a strong candidate, you know, back in the day, you know, maybe about 18 years ago. But as we can see, the political climate has changed drastically. It is, hey, rules have changed. So I don't know if, you know, Biden can handle it, you know? And what about Bernie Sanders? I think Bernie Sanders is, Bernie is, what, 77? And he looks 77. I'm sorry, y'all. If you were to show me a picture of Joe Biden, guess how old he is, 77. You guessed it, Lisa. I mean, hell, Bernie looked like 77. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but he's grandpa, okay? When I look at Bernie Sanders, he's like one sniffle away from pneumonia. God forgive me. I'm sorry. He's just a little frail. You know what I mean? Ooh, like if he would get a little cold, they would put him in the hospital. You know, he just, I don't know. He just doesn't, healthy, I guess. I don't know. He just doesn't seem like he has, like, a lot of that energy, you know? And I think, too, just like Biden. Oh, Sanders. And look at me, I can't even talk. Sanders, he had every opportunity in order to move out the way. It's like, and I think a lot of his supporters were turned off by that. It's like, come on, man, you could have Hillary, man. Why didn't you try? But remember, when we had a private meeting with him, next thing you know, he's like, I'm going to move out the way. I mean, damn, what did Hillary say to this man, right? It's like, dang. So he moved out the way, and when he moved out the way, Trump steamrolled over Hillary. It's like, damn. I mean, Bernie Sanders, you know, he had the momentum, and the youth, you know how hard it is to be a senior citizen and have tons of young wanting you to be president? Damn. I mean, that was something even Hillary herself couldn't do. But Bernie did it, and he stepped aside. I mean, damn. I'm like, damn, I was so disappointed in Bernie Sanders. It's just like, you know, and everybody was so interested. I think if he were to do it all over again next year, I don't think people are as enthusiastic as they were before. Sometimes, man, it's just like Eminem. Like he said, one shot, one chance, right? Sometimes you only get that one shot. Oh, you know? Bernie, damn, man. And to me, he was more popular than Hillary, right? I think he gets a chance. That's my opinion. Elizabeth Warren, wow. I'm sorry, y'all. She's a little weird to me. I'm sorry. I think that's one reason why Hillary didn't pick her. to run, you know? Because I thought for sure Hillary was going to pick her as her VP, right? She picked, what's that guy, Kane? Some guy I never seen or heard of in my life, you know, but they said she picked him because, I hate to say he was a wimp, but, you know, he wouldn't get in her way of what she needed to do, you know, but, yeah, Elizabeth Warren, I don't know, she's a little weird to me, I don't know, and remember, you guys, she's the one that has always claimed she mixed with Indians, okay, and no, she's not black, because it's not black people, we always talk about we mixed with Indians. Pull the DNA, it says 0%. Well, anyway, Elizabeth Warren is a white chick that's like, I'm mixed with Indian, y'all. I'm mixed with Indian. And that's the one where Trump made fun of her for that. He started calling her Pocahontas. So if you guys didn't know when he called Pocahontas, he's talking about Elizabeth Warren. And he has also challenged her. He's like, hey, you say you're mixed with Native American, just take a DNA test. And so far, as far as I know, she's never taken a DNA test. Now she kind of backpedaled from being mixed with Indian. Now she's kind of like, well, that's what my family has always said. You know, so it's like, oh, okay, okay. Now you sound like a black family now. You know, and I'm like, hey, you know, well, my mom said my grandmother was, you know, Blackfoot Indian, Cherokee. You know what I mean? Then you do that DNA test. It's like, man, the only Cherokee you got is your Jeep, okay? Please, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. She looked quirky. I don't know. So it's like, man, she couldn't handle it with Trump. I mean, he keeps calling her Pocahontas. Yeah, he's been calling her Pocahontas for over 2 years. Yeah, I don't know. Deval Patrick, what about the brother? Sorry, brother. Now, why? Could he a brother? I'm sorry. You know, because see, let me tell you something. If you're a black person, like, okay, if I were going to run against Trump, see, black people now, well, I'm just going to speak on my behalf, in my opinion. I feel, now we're giving Obama the side eye. You know, now we're kind of looking back at his presidency and like, what did he really do for black people? You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I know half the DACA, you know, to help the children of illegal aliens, those six cousins, you know, and now, you know, considered a gay president because of gay marriage, okay. Then when it came to black people, it's kind of like cricket. Because remember, he told us, hey, I can't be the president just for one people. You know, I have president for everybody. Okay, okay, all right, whatever, whatever. So I think if I were to run, I would have to really run like pro-black, you understand? But mean it. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, we don't, how can I explain it? It's like, nah, we're really going to have to show up. We're really going to do something for black people. But I think a lot of black people, yeah, you're going to have to bring it. You understand what I mean? You can't sit up here and be a black person next year and do the debate stuff and be talking about, oh, I want to see the person. It's like, we already had that. You know, black people are like, we already had that. Next, you know. So, unfortunately, Deval Patrick still is gone. You know, unfortunately, Obama ignored a lot of like that went on in the black community. Now, I'm not saying is it all his fault, no, but he's always Hawaii. You're from Hawaii. Stop it. You know, and you were also partially raised in Indonesia. But anyway, yeah, he was always like in the reps outside of Chicago. But when he became president, you know, it was like the murder capital, right? And after his presidency, it is still worse. So, I mean, I'm not saying he could have changed things, but in my opinion, he could have worked a little harder. You know, and we, as black people, we should have put more pressure on him to work harder. We didn't do that, so, oh, well, now, unfortunately, for the next black person to run for president, ooh, yeah, they really going to have to, like, what are you, you know, yeah, it's going to be rough. My opinion, I think it's going to be rough. So, yeah, but then I thought about Donna Brazile. Because, you know, Donna Brazile's bitter now. You know, she would have been a good choice for me to run against Trump. Why? Well, first off, she has over 30 years of political experience, okay? I mean, and remember, she's friends, she was friends with Clinton for over 20 years. And didn't she run both of their campaigns, if I'm not mistaken? So she's like family to the Clintons, right? You know, I'm looking at her book right now, Hacker. Remember that her book came out last year? She was spilling the tea on the Clintons, and she hasn't talked to them since. And remember, Donna Brazile, oh, remember she got fired from CNN trying to, well, allegedly, trying to give a question to Hillary before the debate. Now, when I heard about that, I was like, you know, that's not good, and I think Hillary's going to lose. Because if you're confident that you're going to win against Donald Trump, who just came from The Apprentice, why do I need to give you a heads up on what question? Do you understand what I mean? Come on, Hillary is a seasoned politician, right? This chick was first lady, not once, twice. She's, what, a lawyer. She was our Secretary of State. She was the governor of New York. Why do I need to prep her to go up against Donald Trump? Why do I have to try to ruin my reputation to try to see what the debate questions are so she can prep herself for Trump? And that's when I knew, ooh, something ain't right. I said, I knew she's going to lose. But what? Okay, Karen in the chat saying he never, as far as Obama goes, he never spoke up for black issues to a mainstream. Yet they were still pissed enough to elect Trump. Yeah, and you know what? They said some black people just sat out the election. You know, they were like, eh, you know what? You know, Bernie was no longer a candidate. So it's like, who do I have to choose from, Trump or Hillary? And, you know, with young black people, they're not as thrilled, Hillary, as my generation is. You know, my generation, we've seen him play the little damn saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show. You know what I mean? Oh, he loves black people. You know, but this new generation, hey, they're not, they, you know, they weren't feeling Hillary. You know, and I think some just chose not to vote at all. That's my opinion. And then some, like Trump said, vote for me. What do you have to lose? So I think some were like, damn, I think you're right. Because didn't he have a higher, I think more black people voted for him than they did George Bush, which is very interesting, you know. And also keep in mind, too, some of these rich black people, they were kind of not really saying who they voted for. You know what I mean? Like P. Diddy. Did he ever come out and say who he voted for? You know what I mean? A lot of these rich people, they, you know, because, you know, they knew Trump before he was president, you know. I don't know. So, yeah, so I don't know. Interesting stuff. Oh, what? Now, this lady, she wasn't in the meeting. At least she wasn't mentioned. Kamala Harris. What about her? Do you guys think she has a chance? My answer would be no, and I'm just going to tell you why. The only reason is the Obama effect, you guys, not the Lisa effect. It's the Obama effect. Obama was biracial. Kamala Harris is biracial. Her dad is black. Her mom is from India. We just got rid of a biracial president. It's like, eh. Do we want another one so quickly? Look what happened with the one we had before. And then Kamala Harris is married to a white guy. I don't know. This year we're living in the age of Black Panther. You understand what I mean? I mean, I don't know. Maybe next year the whole Black Panther thing will die down, and maybe next year we'll feel a little more interracial. I don't know. But some people are getting a little black backlash, you know, so I don't know, Kamala. We shall see. But yeah, we'll see. shall be. Remember, honey, God Brazil was doing all that down the planet. It's like, wow. Interesting stuff, though. All right, y'all, so now what? Oh, Karen, now Karen wanted to talk about Rodman next, so we're going to talk about Rodman. Dennis Rodman. For those of you who don't know who Dennis Rodman is, wait a minute. Let me give you the phone number if you want to call in. I know. Hold that thought. Area code 347-996-5369. Press 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to me, and we are on YouTube as well. Dennis Rodman, those of you who don't know who Dennis Rodman is, a retired NBA basketball player, one of the greatest rebounders in the history of the game. Man, I am telling you, I grew up watching Dennis Rodman play in the NBA. And even with my limited knowledge of the game, I knew looking at him, this guy is amazing. Rebound after rebound. If you don't believe me, check him out on YouTube, wherever. Dennis Rodman was absolutely amazing. And most of his time was spent with the Detroit Pistons. Y'all remember the Detroit Pistons? Woo! Back in the day, 1986. As a matter of fact, I believe there is an ESPN documentary. You know how they do that 30 for 30 documentary series? I think there's actually a documentary on the Detroit Pistons, like from, I think, the late 1980s, you know, right in Dennis Rodman's time. It's called What the Bad Boys, something about Detroit Pistons, the bad boys of the NBA or something like that. Woo, if you guys never got to see him play back then, you guys missed out on a treat. And he played with others. Tons of other teams, you know, because he had issues with alcohol, suicide, some failed marriages, you know, relationships. He had a relationship with Madonna. Remember, you guys, I don't know if you guys, maybe too young to remember, he wore a wedding dress, you know, he wore a little eyeshadow, you know, and everything like that. And I think he was briefly married to Carmen Electra. I know you guys are like, who is she? Well, it's kind of not important. But Prince tried to make her famous. I think, wasn't that Prince's old lady, one of his old ladies? You know, he tried to make her famous, and it kind of didn't work, whatever. So then, next thing you know, Rodman's been going to North Korea, and he's been going there in reference to basketball. You know, Kim Jong-un, you know, he is supposed to be a huge basketball fan. And so that's what Dennis Rodman's been doing. And Dennis Rodman has stated he's tried to contact Obama to, you know, hey, why don't you try to contact, you know, Kim Jong-un? You know, but Obama always ignored him, you know. And but what's interesting about Dennis Rodman is a gentleman by the name of Kenneth Bay. He was arrested in North Korea in 2013, and he was sentenced to 15 years. But guess what, you guys? Dennis Rodman told Kim Jong-un, let this man go. Let him go. And a year later, he was released. Now, did Dennis Rodman have something to do with it? I don't know. But the guy was getting ready to serve 15 years hard labor. You feel me? Under a dictatorship. And in a year, he was free. Like, what? And you guys know, ever since 2013, Dennis Rodman is forever going over there. Back and forth, and always comes back alive. That has always amazed me. This dude is actually coming back alive? Anyway, so this week when Trump met with Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman was interviewed. He was interviewed on CNN, and tears were streaming down his face. I'm like, what? He was like, oh, my God, I knew this would happen one day. I'm so happy it happened. All you had to do was talk to Kim Jong-un. This is all you had to do. And I'm like, oh, my God, Becky, look at Dennis. I was in shock, but he was generally crying. I mean, he was genuine. I was like, damn, bro. You know, so I was like, oh, Dennis, bless your heart. So, yeah, so I'm like, wow. And he was like, Obama never wanted to talk to me. And he was talking about how Dennis would receive death threats because people were like, why you keep talking about North Korea? Did you hate America? Who has received death threats? Obama would, you know, talk to him or whatever. But in Obama's defense, it is Dennis Rodman. I mean, come on, you know. Obama remembers him wearing the wedding dress. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I might have to cut Obama a little slack, you know. But I don't know. Then again, Obama, I don't know. He likes the Hollywood type that I'm sure does some wild and crazy things too. So I don't know. If I were Obama, I still would have at least picked up the phone, you know, and just, I would say, you know, let me just see what Rodman's talking about, you know. I would just, I mean, you know, just hear him out. You know, you never know. It's like, Karen said he was also crying in that documentary on Showtime. Oh, talk about Dennis Rodman. Am I, Dennis Rodman is kind of like, I like Dennis Rodman for absolutely no reason. Excellent rebounder and stuff, but I think I like Dennis Rodman kind of like the same way I like, what's his name? DMX. Oh, love me. Oh, love me some DMX. Bless his heart with his crackhead self. It looks, DMX is the person, if he were your friend, he would be with you ride or die. You know, like he got that thug love. What you need, Lisa, I'll get it for you, ride or die. But as a husband, no. As a father, no. As a boyfriend, hell no. You know what I mean? It's like, But Dennis Rodman, same thing too. You know, yeah. Seems like he's a genuine guy with issues, you know, and a lot of these issues stem from childhood, you know what I mean? Because a lot of issues that we all have, a lot of them stem from childhood. Dennis Rodman is no exception. Plus, you give him money. Plus, he has talent. It could lead to alcohol, drugs, suicide. You know what I'm saying, you know. Yeah, I don't know why I like Dennis Rodman. I don't know. Same thing with DMX. I'm still pulling for DMX. But he's looking crazy now, though, you know. Dennis was a little ashy, you know. Yeah, not Dennis. Oh, that was a little bit dumb. He looked a little ashy, too. Did you know Dennis Rodman is 57? Dennis Rodman is almost 60 years old. Damn. Where did the time go? For some odd reason, I don't know why I always thought Dennis Rodman was maybe 3 years older than me or something. It's like, no. Well, he made me feel young, though. Sucks that Dennis, you're 57, but hey, it works for me, because that kind of makes me feel young, you know. Yeah, it's my aunt. I hear that he went over to North Korea drunk. He might have, you know, he might have. Oh, Dennis, Looks like Trump is, and also, remember Jim Brown, former NFL star, former actor and all of that? Remember, he said, too, he tried to meet with Obama. Obama wouldn't meet with him either. So, no, I don't know. But Trump, man, what was up with Trump, man? You know, he's listening to Dennis Rodman. He's listening to Kim Kardashian. Man, I'm going to have to put in my resume at the White House, right? Hell, maybe he'll listen to me, right? It's like, damn, you know? Let's see. You know, it's like that. So who knows? You know, he's taking all these chances, you know, with the outcast, kind of, you know? Kim Kardashian, Rob, let's get chicken back with me. Let's work in the White House, you know? I ain't even lying. Okay. Oh, it's already 8:15. I should be in the bed by now, but that's all right, you guys, because I do this. Before I go, we gotta talk about Beyonce. Okay, first of all, it was talking about, Beyonce's pictures. I'm like, okay, whatever, okay? Let me see what they're talking about. Why was my mouth was just wide open, and I couldn't shut my mouth? I'm like, what the fuck? For those of you who don't know, I typed in, I don't know, Beyonce and Jay-Z pictures. And there's some latest pictures. First of all, Jay-Z is laying in the bed smoking a cigar, and she's laying next to him. And the only thing she's wearing is a thong. Yes, her ass is out, and she's, like, flipping through a magazine. You know, like, they're chilling, you know? And I'm like, wait, is that her butt? Wait, is this what I'm looking at here? Then there's another tidbit, and she's totally nude, okay? But, you know, Jay-Z is covering, his arms are covering, you know, the ta-tas and the na-nas. You know, you understand what I'm saying, you know, but yep, and they're nude. It's like, okay. Then there's another picture of her. Isn't she on the beach? And her back is turned, but she is fully nude. I'm like, what? I don't know. I'm still in shock, you guys. I don't know. I just never thought Beyonce would do that. I mean, yes, you know, Beyonce'd be twerking and grinding on stage and stuff like that with her leotards on. You know what I mean? It's show. You understand what I mean? It's for a show. She's doing a little show, whatever, you know? And then off stage, you know, she's back to being a mom, back to being a wife, daughter, whatever, you know? So I don't know. I just never thought I'd see her bare butt. I don't know. Did it shock you guys? Oh, Karen said, I don't like her. You know what? I think I told the story before. I never really was a big fan of Destiny's Child. I'm sorry, I never was, okay? I thought they were okay. You know, I'm a survivor, okay, pay my bills. I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? That's like catchy, and I like that Lose My Breath. Hey, I got that on my iTunes. Make me lose my breath. Hey, can you keep up? Hey, I like that song. Bootylicious, I like that. I was like, they're all right, you know. And to me, Beyonce, at that particular time, her singing was just okay. You know, to me, it seemed like she was mumbling some of those songs. Sometimes it's like one song, too. It was like, I was like, what is she talking about? You know, but y'all, when Destiny's Child broke up and her debut solo album came out, and the first time I heard that song, Crazy in Love, you guys, I'm sorry, I was hooked. I was hooked on that video, hooked on that song. Plus, she threw in the Jay-Z rap part. I was done. I'm sorry. I wanted to be Beyonce. Hey, looking so crazy right now. Hey, you know how she be. Hey, you know how she was acting in that video. I was like, I want to be Beyonce. And, you know, she keep coming with the hits. Boom, boom, I should have played it. One of my favorites, Video Phone. Oh, you guys, while I was sitting in traffic today, I played that song 4 or 5 times in a row. And the version that she does, too, with Lady Gaga. Oh, I love that song, Video Phone. Oh, yeah, Crazy in Love, Video Phone. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have, am I a part of the Beehive? I think I do follow Beyonce on Twitter. And I do like her business. There's so many good-looking women out in the world, you know what I mean? Give them a couple of singing lessons, boom, you can make them a star, you know what I mean? But Beyonce, you know, she's always on her A-game. For her, it's just not, if you've ever seen a documentary on her and behind the scenes, her concert is like, damn, working with her, you have to be perfect. You understand what I mean? She does not settle for anything less. I mean, there was one part where she was looking at the way she was being lit on stage. She was like, oh, no, I don't look good with blue light. She's like, I'm a black girl. We don't look good in blue light. Okay, I need to change the light. And she had her notebook and her pen. I mean, she is the type. I'm like, what? I mean, from the costumes, because her mom does a lot of her costumes still to this day. So from the costumes to the dances to the lighting, she makes sure she's a part of every single. It's not just about her throwing on something cute and shaking her ass. I mean, it's like, damn, she really puts in a lot of work. I mean, you know, now I'm not going to spend a couple hundred dollars on a concert ticket, but if you do, you're going to get a good performance. So I really think I'm going to have to check out. I hate because I missed the On the Run tour, the first one. I'm definitely going to have to go to this one. And I am going to do the nosebleed seat. Yes, I am, you know. You know, I don't need to see Beyonce up close. I know what she looked like. You know, I can see her up on the big TV screen, okay? And I'm sure those nosebleed seats are probably going to cost me like $200-$300. Am I right? You know, so I don't know. But, yeah, just seeing her butt, I don't know why. I was like, oh, as if it were my daughter or something. I was like, oh, my God, I'm looking at Beyonce's butt. Oh, I'm so ashamed. I don't know. Yeah, what Karen says, she's trying to compete. Man, it's a madhouse out there, especially for women performers. Because I know someone had said this a few years ago. They said a lot of famous people that were famous back in the day, nowadays they wouldn't even get looked at twice. I don't care how good of a singer they are. Because nowadays, not only do you have to sing good, you have to look like a supermodel. If you're a woman. If you're a man, they cut you slack. But if you're a woman, you have to look like a supermodel that can sing really, really well. And I thought about that, and I think that's kind of true. You know what I mean? I think that's when I'm like, yeah, I think that's about right. Because I'm thinking of some singers in my head. I'm not going to mention their names. That they may not be as attractive as Beyonce, but they have a lot of talent. And, yeah. And right now, Beyonce is a total package. I mean, hey, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I don't know why I was, like, all freaked out. I got freaked out with her butt, you know? And then there's a rumor. Is there a rumor she's pregnant again? Please, no. No, Beyonce, no. Oh, another Beyonce song. Of course, I love Formation. You know why? Why, Lisa? Because I play. I play. All day. Man, if you guys were to see how I act around my house, you would think I was 10. Yes, honey, I'll be in the mirror talking about, I play all day. Yes. Come on, ladies. Let's get in formation. Oh, poof the feet. Hey. Oh, God. Karen said, I heard she bleaches her skin. You know what, Karen? I don't think so. If you look at her when she was a child, because back when she was a child, she was on Star Search. Oh, my God, I used to love watching Star Search. And she was on there when she was 8. So if you look at her when she was 8 years old and now, her skin tone is, yeah, it's about the same. You know, yeah, it's about right, you know. So, yeah, it's about right, yeah. Now, some, like Lil' Kim, yeah, that's completely going on there. You know what I mean? But who knows? And then nowadays, too, with the lighting and all that kind of stuff, I know some were complaining. Like, man, you know, you either made, like, that's not my skin color. Why did you do that? You know what I mean? Or all kinds of stuff. So who knows? You know, I think it might be, you know, sometimes the way things are lit, the way you photograph, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. So who knows? So, but hey. You never know. Never know. Yeah, so big. I see, oh, my God. Look at that butt. Oh, my God. Oh, God, okay, you guys, let me get out of here. It is almost 30 my time, and I need to iron something for work. And I usually iron something for work, but. So, yeah, so I need to get at it. Oh, man. Salad real quick, and then I am going to get the hay, y'all. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, did we talk about everything? We sure did. Now I got to hear that freaking song, guys. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for listening, as always. I appreciate it. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. You guys probably already know. The guy from CNN, Andrew Bourdain, remember he died. I forgot to bring him up. Now, that was a shock. I was like, he's dead? It's like, what happened? You know, because we had Kate Spade, remember? We just had her, and it's like, oh, no. It's like, and his just totally, well, her came out of the too, but it's like, oh my God, I just see Andrew, right? Yeah, how old is he? Was 61, right? Yeah, he has that show Parts Unknown, where he travels all around the world and samples the food from all around the world. But he also wants to. What he would also do is give you guys an education on the culture of that region, you know. But my sister said something interesting. She said, because I wasn't a regular watching the show, but she said for the past couple of episodes, she noticed that he was going back to places that he had already went to previously, and just almost like saying goodbye to the people he met before, you know, like people, like, I don't know, like say hypothetically, you know, he would go to India, and he goes, yeah, 5 years ago I went to this Indian restaurant. I want to go back there and go to school again. It's like, so he was kind of like backtracked. So I don't know if maybe almost like a final goodbye. Who knows? Like, wow. Hey, Karen, good night. Oh, what do you think, Karen? He was very red. You could tell he was an alcoholic. Yeah, and you know, I know he was a heroin addict when he was in his 20s. And he said that's one of the reasons why he became a chef, because he had worked in a restaurant. And I believe he was just like washing dishes in a restaurant or something. But then he was like, wow, you know what? If I start cooking the food and stuff, I can make more money. More money means I can get more money for drugs. So that's how he came into, you know, being a chef, you know. But he said he loved his life traveling all around the world, you know. And he equated it to stealing a nice car. He says, you know, you may steal a nice car and you always look back if the cops are behind you. You know, and that's why he felt like, wow, you know, his life is so good. Like, wow, I can't believe this happened, you know. And he left behind an 11-year-old daughter. I'm like, damn, you know. I didn't even know he had any kids. And if he had a kid, damn, I thought the kid would be like 35, you know. But he left behind an 11-year-old. So, yeah, it's like, oh, his little mama's still living, too. God, dog it. Yeah, so anyway, I wasn't sure if I remembered if I bought him up or not, you know. So I was like, God, yeah, what a trip, you know. Yeah, we always look kind of tired, worn out, and it could be because of the year. It could be for all the traveling he's doing around the world, and it also could, you know, be his drugs, use alcohol, and things like that, you know. But it's like, wow. Yeah, so anyway, you guys, that's all I got for this week. Hope you guys are going to have a good weekend. Like I said, it's going to be great for me tomorrow. Tomorrow's payday, y'all. Going to happy hour. So I'm going to have a good time. I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I don't know. I need to touch bases with friends. Oh, my God, I'm so bad with contacting some of my friends. You know, so, you know, sometimes you'll think of a friend. Okay, I'm going to text her when I get home. If you get home and something else, like, I'm going to text her tomorrow. I'm going to call. You know what I mean? So there's a couple of friends I need to check in with, you know, see how they're doing. Oh, and of course, Father's Day on Sunday. You guys got a good daddy. Appreciate him and do freaking something for him. God, you know, please, you know, do that, you know. Anytime you have good parents, stuff like that. You know, make sure you appreciate them, man. Not just on Mother's Day and Father's Day, but, you know, let them know. Let them know. So that's all I got, you guys. Hope you guys had a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening, as always. Run my mouth. I appreciate it. And check out all my old shows on the internet. And if you type in the Loose Effect, I will pop up. I will pop up on Twitter. I do have a blog. I will pop up there. I am also on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Republic, and I am also on the TuneIn radio app. So there you go, you guys. I've done over 250 episodes. So go ahead and check it out, and I have stuff on YouTube as well. So you guys take care. Thank you guys so much. As always, I appreciate you very much. Guys, have a good weekend. And, yeah, I will see you back here next Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or if breaking news happens, then, hey, I'll be see you sooner. Here, and you guys have a good one. Bye.